Action-packed agenda here. Dave has to catch a plane, so we're going to just turn it over to him for item one, reinvestment report. Dave.
Good morning, everybody. I know you have a full agenda. Can everybody hear me? Sounds good.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, great. On the agenda, there's two items, and one of which is the item one, section A, which is a rollover of an existing investment that we have. So within our real estate portfolio, we have an investment with Eagle Rock, and this is an investment that was put together back in, I think, late 2014, 2015. There is a page, if Leanna could pull that up, that was on the material that went out. Okay, great. So the question here is that Eagle Rock has done a great job. If you page down, they were allocated a $3 million allocation back in the day. They've taken $2.88 million of that money and invested it. There's another $175,000, which could be callable. But they came to us and said, here's an opportunity. And we still have a couple of properties within the portfolio that we want some more time to run. We've taken your $2.8 million, turned it into $6.265 million, which is a multiple of 2.17 on our money, which is also a 25% internal rate of return over that period of time. So we have we don't have to put any more money into this investment. What they want us to do is take the $2.188 million and take that, let them continue managing it for 4 years with 2 1-year extensions. And they're going to use that to maintain the 5 portfolios that they have, the 5 buildings that they have, and they're anticipating similar like returns. So with that said, I recommend that we do that. I recommend that they've done a good job. They've proven that they know what they're doing, and we're not going to come any more money out of our pockets and take the $2.1 million and roll it into the new fund. I have subscription documents right here printing for legal, very similar to the original documents. If you would like more information, I could provide it to you. But my recommendation, again, would be to approve this extension and the election statement so that they take the 2.1, continue to manage it. I'm sure we need a vote on that. Would you like to wait on that?
I'm sorry. Are there any questions? Are there any questions?
What was the last comment?
Mr. Kemp.
The last portion of the meeting. What are you looking for?
We're looking to agree to their election to continue to manage the $2.18 million for 4 years and to use that $2.18 million, that is, again, house money, to manage and sell those properties over the next 4 years.
We have a motion to follow the advice of our custodial, Dave Moran. His request to continue with this company.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Professor McDermott made the second. Is there any discussion on the motion on the table to reinvest that money in the same fund? Any discussion? All those in favor? Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee Green?
Aye.
Trustee Moore.
Aye.
Trustee Rivera.
Aye.
And I'm an aye as well. Dave.
Okay, great. Thank you. Next item is item 1B, allocation of $15 million into existing managers. I'll do that within my portfolio review. So what we're going to do, Leanna, is pull up the investment report. Again, I promise to be thorough but brief. So you want to make that larger. We're talking about the month of February here. It was a fairly benign month. You can look over to the column fiscal year to date. You can see that 5.81%. Looks like it's on target to continue. It's been a rough road here. We'll go through that, but a good number right now going into the end of the fiscal year. The 3-year number over to the right, double digits, 10%. Above our discount rate, so that's a good sign right here. We'll move down into the managers. You got Sizer, Aristotle, and Atalanta within large cap, okay? All of which have done pretty well in near term. And if you look over to the 3-year number, they've all done very well versus their index. We have three different types of manager here. We have Sizer, which is a core manager, meaning that they blend both value and growth. We have Aristotle, which largely has value. And then we have Atalanta, which is a growth manager, a core manager with a more of a growth lean to it. So when we're talking about the $15 million, five of that $15 million we're looking to put into large cap equities. And my reasoning here is twofold. Sizer's become too big because they've made a lot of money for us over the years. So you don't want a single manager with about 10% or more of the portfolio. They've done well, but we're going to trim that. We're going to take some money from that and add it into the other two managers. And my reasoning is that them being core and Aristotle being value, we're going to put the majority of that money into Atalanta Sasnov because they're growth. And we think, based on what's going on with the Federal Reserve and the way they possibly will pivot towards ending their rate increases, which will in turn make easier money going forward at the end of the year going to next year, and we think growth will be a benefit of that. Risk assets are beneficiary of lower rates. So that's my recommendation on that. We could wait until the end with what I say, and then we could I'll bring it to the board for their decision. Mid-cap portfolio, Cook and Beeler. Again, the 1.36 in fiscal year-to-date number has been very, very strong, 1096 or 1086. So we've talked to them, kept them on a short leash as far as that, and they seem to be doing the job and turning the ship around. Mutual, very much in line with what they're paid to do. If you want to turn the page over, small cap. Clearbridge has done well. They're a growthy manager. Again, the NASDAQ is the most is the highest performing index year to date. Dow was roughly down, with the NASDAQ up a little over 10%. So still risk assets are still moving. We'll see that happens over the next 6 months with what's going on in the economy. So all three of those managers fairly in line with Cook, outperforming for the most part over the last three to 6 months. Below that, we have WCM. Exponents and MFS. So WCM has done well. We did bring them in. We had a conversation with them. They did turn the ship. You could look at their 6 month and fiscal year to date number, both very, very good numbers above and beyond the MSCI All Cap World Index. Exponents is a firm that we hired last year. They're an emerging managers fund. So it's multiple managers and the majority of them are women and minority owned. So I met with them on March 15th up in Hartford. We had a great meeting. I'm confident with what they're doing, and I think they'll do a good job over the extended period of time. MFS, International, their year-to-date number is fairly in line, so we'll keep an eye on them, what they're doing, their job in China. Stay close to their mandate. Down to fixed income. As we all know, we've talked about this. It's been a challenge. Rates have recently rallied. With everything going on with the banking crisis, you see that rates have come down. That's a good thing. It's going to kind of handcuff the Federal Reserve in a good way, we think. So when you look at fixed income, one thing I want to do here is I'm going to talk to each and every manager because I want to make sure that we're not having managers with the same type of mandate, meaning that they're doing their portfolios in the same way. Because I did have that conversation with Atalanta. I had that conversation with Mutual, and I want to just make sure that we don't have to tweak one of those. We might even tweak one of them to do something a little bit different because fixed income has been such a challenge. With that said, the manager on the bottom, Ceritas, is a new manager. This number is updated as of yesterday, $7.3 million in that portfolio. They're up 3.6% year to date. I would like to take part of that $10 million that we're going to use outside of large cap, blend it into the majority of the equity managers prorated based on the allocation. But I do want to give more money to Ceritas because it's a different type of fixed income, and I think they'll do very, very well over the next year to two. In that portfolio. They're new. They came to us in October, but from what I read and what I talk to them about, I think it's a great opportunity. And they do different things than the rest of our fixed income portfolio. So hopefully they're positioned well. Last page is cash. We paid about $10 million out to Northern Trust in the last month. That brings our total cash portfolio. We're at about $35.5 million right now. Okay, so $15 million brings us down to 20. I think that might do for now. We're going to pay a couple months of benefits. And then again, if we want to reposition the portfolio going into where we think the opportunity is over the next 6 months to a year, we could trim and come from different asset classes to do that. We are continuing to look at more opportunities. You turn the page over, Alkeon, again, a sore subject in the past, but you can see that they've really rallied in the last couple months with double-digit returns. Their three-month number is up 19%. One more page, Leanna. 19% versus 3.5%. So they're on a short leash. We are watching them. That's the top line up there, 14 and then 19 over 3 months. We will continue to watch them, but we're also looking within the hedge fund category because we're low on the investment policy in IPS. Page four, very quickly. I'm not going to keep you on that, but if you want to go to page 12, and then we'll be done with this part of the report. Page 12 talks about, I think it's one more. One more. Good, that's good. Talks about where we are as far as allocation, our current allocation versus our target. And what I'm trying to do here is, again, stay within our allocations and make sure that we add to where we think there's value, but stay within those target ranges. So again, we're a little bit out of line with cash, but that will be in a better spot over the next 3 to 6 months once we add more money to portfolio and pay benefits. Okay, so with that said, you can pull up the weekly market guide or the market talk that I sent over. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. I was asked not to, but I can hit some highlights here. Okay. What's going on in the world? Everybody's seen the news in the last 30 days. Far right-hand side talks about overall returns. As you can see, one-year numbers are still pretty challenged. But recently, we've had some problems in the banking sector. As everyone's seen, Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank went under. So it's not a 2008-2009 crisis, but it's put a lot of pressure on local banks. People now versus the last 10 years have options. You know, you couldn't get 4.5% in a T-bill over the years. Now you can get 4.5% risk-free in short-term treasuries. So if you have your money in a small bank earning 0.5%, people are saying now, well, I don't want to keep my money with that small bank. I want to put my money with a financial advisor, with a money market fund that's going to give me 3, 4, 5 times the rate. And so these banks were handcuffed, trying to manage duration within their book. And what happened with these banks is that liquidity became an issue. And when it came calling, they didn't have the reserves that they needed in the right spots. So since then, the Fed, Treasury Department, and the federal government have stepped up. They've raised FDIC insurance, and they've really balanced these banks out. The big boys, the JP Morgans, the Wells Fargos of the world have really stepped in also. So we don't think it's something that's going to be a contagion. We're just going to keep an eye on it. All right. And some of that also plays into the fact that, hey, it might put the Federal Reserve in a more of a handcuff situation because they don't want to put any more pressure on these local banks. So the Fed, in our opinion, and across the street's opinion, is probably have one more rate increase, 25 basis points. I don't agree with it. I think it puts short, smaller banks in even more of a problem situation, but they probably will do it just to put the brakes on inflation and try to bring this economy literally to a stop. And ironically, when it does become a situation where banks tighten lending and the economy slows down, they're going to start lowering rates all over again. So they stop the ship until they get inflation down to their number, which is 2.5%. Right now, it's still in the 6% range. We'll see a number on Friday. Once they slow down, we're going to see a situation where we have a recession, and then we'll continue to lower rates after that, and we'll work our way out of it. Same thing that I'm thinking about where risk assets will perform better towards the end of the year going into next. Right now, technically, with the market, we're range-bound, anywhere from 3,500 to 4,100 on the S&P. Right now, we're about 44,027. Okay, so the name of the game for today is, again, be patient and pragmatic when deploying cash, which we're doing right now. We're going to buy drawdowns, and we're not going to chase rallies. All right, so we're trying to get opportunities when the market gives us that opportunity. The bear market is 15 months into it. We're pretty much there. So we probably have bottomed, but if not, best returns come after worst returns. So I think the worst is behind us. We're still in a good spot fiscal year to date. We're going to get a little bit of a run between now and June 30th. That's great. But I honestly believe going into the second half, and especially to 2024, equities will do well, and I think we're well positioned. And with that, I'll open up to any questions.
Question for Dave. I trust you can.
Dave, you explained in the allocation that cash is out of whack. What is it too much in there?
Yeah, well, the ARC always does that to us. So I don't really look, just because the piece of paper says that, I'm not going to go to the IPS and deploy $50 million in cash just to get in line.
No, I understand.
So it's strategically out of whack.
And you are forecasting that equities were coming out of a bear market, positive look forward, and equities would be the best place to go?
I believe so. I think the recession is coming, and I think it'll be very short-lived. And I think the market anticipates the fact that coming out of that, equities will outperform.
Is it something we should put more emphasis into than other than 15 million?
Well, we still have a little bit left over, but I think that allocation at this point in time will do well, because again, not only that, I think that fixed income will do pretty well also because rates will be coming down. There's an inverse relationship between making money and rates come down versus rates going up. So I think the bond portfolio is in a good spot, and I think the equities portfolio is in a good spot. And I think, to your point, Trustee Cannon, I think adding more money to the equity markets would be prudent. So out of that 15 million, we're probably putting 10 to 12 of it into equities, and the other three to bring Cerritas up to 10 million from 7.
Any additional questions, Trustee Cannon? Other questions? Dave, can you reiterate what your proposal is for the 15 million?
Sure. So the $15 million, $5 million of that will go into large cap equities. $3 million will go into fixed income. And the balance of that will go into an allocation within the rest of the mid-cap and small-cap equities. Does that make sense? $5 million into large cap. What is the math on that? $7 million into mid and small, and $3 million into Cerritas on the fixed income side.
Is there a motion on the table? Somebody want to put a motion on the table?
Motion.
Trustee Cannon made the motion.
Motion to allocate the $15 million as suggested by our consultant, Dave Moran.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion on the proposed allocation of the $15 million? Any discussion? All those in favor, Trustee Cannon.
Aye.
Trustee McDermott.
Aye.
Trustee Green. Trustee Green. Trustee Brooks.
Aye.
Was Trustee Green, was that you?
Yeah, that was me. My eye. I apologize if I couldn't unmute.
It's okay, no worries. Trustee Morrow.
Aye.
Trustee Rivera.
Aye.
And I'm an aye as well, so that item passes unanimously. Dave, do you have anything else to report?
No, just say thank you for your business as always, and I appreciate you putting me on the agenda first.
Yeah, is everyone all right with Dave leaving? No other questions for Dave. He's got to catch a plane.
Thank you, Dave. Safe travels.
Thanks. I have time now.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you. Where are you going?
Went up to Florida. Visited in Louisiana. That's with my senior high school.
Moving on to item two. There's 2 minutes to approve item 2A. The minutes for February 23rd, 2023, and item 2B, the minutes for March 23rd, 2023. These items will be doing together.
Motion. Motion to approve both A and B.
There's a motion by Mr. Cannon, a second by Trustee McDermott. Any comments or questions on the two items? All those in favor, Trustee Cannon.
Aye.
Trustee McDermott.
Aye.
Trustee Brooks.
Aye.
Trustee Green.
Aye.
Trustee Morrow.
Aye.
Trustee Rivera.
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. That item passes. Administrative matters, item three, executive session to discuss the responses to the RFP for legal services continued from March 23rd, 2023. Attorney Cohen, we don't need to remove this item from the table, right?
No, because you actually took it off, functionally took it off on the 23rd.
Okay, thank you. Is there a motion to go into executive session and bring along with us, is Mr. Gormley or Mr. Harris here?
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. Trustee Brooks, if you could wait 1 second, I'd like to take item 3A with Mr. Garris and Mr. Gormley, because there were some follow-up questions. So while our staff are trying to get in touch with those, could you move to item 3C, please?
Hi, this is Leanna Ambersley. We actually have David Mendel from H&H on the Zoom, and he can go over the item 3C is to determine a formula for the purchase of prior city service. it was in the contracts to allow police and fire to purchase, you know, prior time not spent in the PNF fund. But there was no explanation as to how that what the calculation would be to figure out the amount they would have to pay to buy back that time. We spoke with Hooker and Holcomb, and we have presented the two options, which I can pull up for you. And I also have David here to explain both options a little further.
Thank you.
Leanne, I can actually share screen if you want me to.
Okay, sure, no problem.
David, just one second. Trustee Ken has some.
Good morning. Leanne, my concerns are, these issues that need to be collectively bargained between the two unions? That would be Elm City Police and Local 825 New Haven Fire.
Can I address that, please?
Go ahead.
This is Carolyn Kong. So we have in the past, this board has in the past established formula for buying back time. So it has established formula for when somebody leaves employment with the city, withdraws their contributions, comes back and needs to buy back. So in the 80s and 90s, the board has adopted rules and regulations. So I feel comfortable, but if the unions don't feel comfortable and feel that this has to be collectively bargained, we would certainly defer to that.
As the representative of Local 825, I am happy that this is moving forward. This is a clarification of, or it's a potential issue that was presented in a different light than what's been done in the past. And that's where I think that both Elm City Police and Local 825 need to sit with the pension rep and labor director to go over the details prior to this board moving forward. This is on a different, there's a different twist to this. And I don't think there's going to be a problem, but I think that we do need to sit with labor director prior to this.
I don't have a problem with that, Jason.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Mr. Rendell back up the time.
Sure. Is there any value in Mr. Mendel describing briefly for the trustees what we're exploring, or do you want to wait? I'm indifferent here.
I think it might confuse the issue later on because you'd have to go back and re-explain.
Fine with me. Mr. Mendel, thank you for your time.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Mr. Mendel, there is the evaluation report, and I don't know if there's any, like, we've already kind of gone over that some, but we'll pass over. Or why don't we table item 3C so that we can address it at a future date? Is there a motion to do so?
Motion to table item 3C.
Is there a second?
Second.
There's a motion to table by Mr. McDermott, second by Mr. Cannon. All those in favor, Trustee Ribeiro.
Aye.
Trustee Brooks.
Aye.
Trustee Morrow.
Aye.
Trustee Vereen.
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. The item is tabled. Moving on to item 3D, the approval of the 2022 valuation report. Are there any comments from Attorney Cohn or David or?
So this has been before you in terms of determining the ADEP before. And I believe that David, in two prior meetings, has gone over all the elements of the valuation report. The valuation report has to, under the plan, be submitted to the Board of Alders. So this board needs to approve sending it over to the Board of Alders.
Any questions on the valuation report? Any questions on the valuation report? Is there a motion to accept the valuation report?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Yeah, you get the
Ribeiro.
Brooks.
So, yeah, think I heard Brooks first. That's true. Hey, I'm looking for Michael Gordon, please. We're waiting for him at the PNF meeting. Is there any chance you could try to get in touch with him? Pension fund man, this is the mayor. Okay, thank you. Okay, so there's a motion on the table to accept the valuation report from Trustee McDermott, and there is a second for Trustee Brooks. Is there any discussion on the valuation report? Discussion. All those in favor, Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee Vereen?
Aye.
Trustee Mora?
Aye.
Trustee Rivera?
Aye.
Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. The valuation report is accepted. Michael Upshaw. Okay, so Michael will be joining soon. Let's keep moving down the list here. Item 3, E, Blanchmar, Fonte, and Ault, information only.
Hi, this is Leanne Ambersley. As you know, Nancy Kalesa sends these documents to me every quarter or so. She's not here presenting because there's nothing major to explain, but she did want to share the documents with you. I did ask, she's going to, I think, by the next quarter, kind of simplify them a little bit for us. But she said during the quarter, there were only about one or two cases that we are impacted by, but none of them require any action at this time.
Okay. Any questions for Leanne? Okay. Moving on to item 5, death after retirement, information only, Nathan Haynes. And item 6, survivor death after retirement, information only, Francis Hodgkins, Edna Urbanski, and Pearl Coles. If we could have a moment of silence for the passing of these individuals. Thank you, everybody. Item 6, payment of the bills. Is there a motion to approve payment of the bills?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Cannon. Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee McDermott, second in the motion. Any discussion on payment of the bills? Any discussion? All those in favor of payment of the bills? Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Vereen?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
Trustee Rivera?
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. Those have been paid. Item 7, old business. Any old business? Any new business? I mean, all right, so let's go into executive session. We will do our best because I still don't see Michael Gormley or Mr. Garris, but I think that's okay. Is there a motion to go into executive session and bring in Taylor and Leanna? I think that's it.
So move, Mr. Chair. We go in executive session and we add to Taylor and Leanna.
Okay. And if Mr. Gormley comes, then him as well. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion on the motion to go into executive session? All those in favor, Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Vereen?
Aye.
Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
And I am an aye as well. Can I get you, Trustee Rivera?
No, aye.
So let's go into executive session.
Could I ask for just 1 minute for a quick break?
Okay, so we are out of executive session. No votes were taken in executive session. Is there a motion on the table?
Mr. Mayor, if you want, I'd be happy to make the motion.
Trustee Morrow?
Mr. Mayor, fellow trustees, I would make the motion that we accept the RFP from Crumby Law Firm and its subsidiary, Kuma Rock, to be the counsel for the pension fund for a term beginning on May 1st, 2023.
Second, Mr. Chair.
Trustee Morrow made the motion. Trustee Brooks seconded. Is there any discussion? Any discussion? All those in favor, Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
Trustee Green?
Aye.
Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
Trustee McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Aye.
And I am an aye as well, so that motion passes. I don't think there's anything else on the agenda to cover. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Morrow made the motion. Trustee Brooks seconded. All those in favor, Trustee Morrow?
Aye.
Trustee Brooks?
Aye.
McDermott?
Aye.
Trustee Vereen?
Aye.
Trustee Ribeiro?
Aye.
Trustee Cannon?
Aye.
And I'm an aye as well. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.